So, for the faithful review reader, you may have noticed on page 10 of this week's review, the November 19th edition, there's an interesting article about a musician coming into town to do a concert. We have a poster in our reception area as well, right up there on the wall where the posters go, announcing that on Friday, December the 5th, Viviane Lariviere will be doing a part of her church tour here in town at Trinity United Church, 14 Mill Street here in Bankley Hill. And we've invited Vivian to come into the studio with us. Hello, Vivian.
Hello, Jean. Pleasure to be here. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about your adventure here in town. You came in from Hudson, I think, or close to Hudson?
I was living in Hudson. I presently live in Saint-Lazare.
Saint-Lazare, just down the road.
Very, very close.
Yes, yes. Well, really appreciate you making the trip into town to tell us about this concert. It's got a really interesting description. Of course, I want you to deconstruct it for us and parse it out. An evening of song, which is okay. I'm good with that. Sound, which I'm also good with. I used to do sound effects at CBC, so I love sound. Silence, which we were always told is a really essential part of drama, you know, like next to music, silence best describes the indescribable, I think. It was a description I heard once.
Very true.
And then tagged on the end after three dots, improv. So.
Improv.
So we're going to walk you through every element of this concert here and find out what you're all about and why you put those descriptors on your poster to attract people to come. So to start off with the song.
I'm a singer-songwriter.
Oh, there you go.
I've played piano for over five decades, dare I say. And I started songwriting in my teens, and I'm a poet and a writer, and I climatized toward being a songwriter. Songs leaning more toward issues of social justice.
Probably
have a bit of a romantic or philosophy flair.
Yeah, in the tradition of folk music, I was going to say, yeah.
Folk music, the independent scene, you know, the indie scene, as we refer to it as.
But music with a message.
Music with a message, so I've been told.
Yes.
And, you know, there's some of your basic old love songs there as well. But things, hopefully, that... cause people to take pause for a moment and contemplate.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds really inviting and attractive. You brought in the CD, so we're going to get a chance to listen to your music in a minute.
Great,
here. But
thank you.
No, that's a pleasure. I really appreciate you bringing it in. But let's just continue down the path here a little bit more. I mean, singer-songwriter is plenty reason enough to invite people to come out to this concert on December 5th and hear the songs that come from your heart and from your mind and from your pen and the melodies that you've come up with to accompany those lyrics. But you also have got three other descriptors here that I want to hear you explain.
Sound, silence, and improv.
Yes, it sounds intriguing.
Well, oftentimes, as a creator of music or even poetry, I'm very struck by sound. Not necessarily noise that kind of rattles my nerves, but sound, or continuous sound like a raindrop, or a tapping of a bird, or the wind, the sounds of nature. And the more I stand still or in silence with those sounds, they become very rhythmic, and from there the imagination begins to flow and creativity happens, and perhaps song may emerge.
Ah, okay.
But by the same token, I think sounds, sometimes repetitive sounds, they're rhythmic, and they can become very beautiful on their own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And part of the evening, I do celebrate some Indigenous ancestry, so I'm a maker and carrier of the Indigenous drum.
Okay.
And that will be present that evening, and so there is the sound of the drum. There's the sound of our heartbeats.
Mm.
And that, in turn, can bring us into the next passage of silence.
Yes. The spaces between the sounds.
Spaces in between the sounds, which are utterly of utmost importance.
Yes.
Because otherwise we don't appreciate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know, what is around us.
Yeah, yeah.
And that takes us into improv at times when I sit in silence or begin with one note or one sound. It leads to another. And I open up to that, and I just let the spirit or the energy flow. And it's difficult at times to have faith and trust in that,
especially
when you're playing in front of 100 people and you don't know what's going to come out at the end of your fingertips.
At a live performance where you have a whole audience sitting on chairs sort of with expectations, it must be a real challenge to sort of just wait for the spirit to move you. And
the evening will begin with an improv.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's awfully brave of you.
Well, I have little taglines. I've decided to call this one. They're nodal points. They might be just a little ticka-ticka-ta, little sound.
Yeah.
And this one is, I put up a lot of bird feeders this summer or the last year, and I've got this beautiful kind of bird sanctuary happening in my yard, and
I watch them a lot. Okay, yeah.
So, the flight of the bird, and one day some bird came into my hand feeding them. So speaking of sound, like the sound of flapping wings,
yes.
So of course I tried to imitate that a bit on the piano. So I'll be opening up with a beginning few notes, birds in the garden, but where it goes, who knows?
That'll be your beginning point and your inspiration, and you're just going to improvise from there.
That's right.
That sounds really, really intriguing. I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to really try to attend this concert because it sounds like it's going to be... So tell me, do you use any kind of recorded soundscapes or anything during your presentations?
No.
It's all...
I have in the past, and I'm contemplating, this is a budding thing, see what happens. But for now, it's piano, and I have my drum. Mm-hmm. There will be a backup vocalist helping me, Bryson Davis.
Okay.
He's from Pankow. Noam Gehrier Freud is, some people may know him locally. He's played with Terry Gillespie a lot. Noam will be on drum kit with me. There might be a choral piece or two. We're waiting to hear some news. So there'll be some friends joining us.
Okay.
I have worked with synthesizers and other sounds for kind of emotive effect in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm not presently, but something to consider for the future, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I have a personal interest in that. As I mentioned, I did work in the sound effects department at CBC. When I was there, I actually toured with the Air Farce, and we did sort of slapstick comedy kinds of sounds on stage with them. But a big part of my interest personally was just going out and recording sort of Dan Gibson style, soundscapes of nature, ambiences at dusk or at dawn, spring peepers in the spring, and or the thaws and the water courses and that kind of thing. I'm really intrigued by that, and I've actually collected quite a bit just recently to do a project with one of our musicians here in town, Ian Hepburn. I don't know if you know his name, but he's a music teacher and harpist and piano teacher and performer as well. But I think I gave him and some friends about 100 different sounds that I've collected over the years mostly from the Prescott Russell Trail. I wanted to try to make that sort of the theme that tied it all together, sounds from the trail.
It's a very inspiring, thing to do, to bring that into the music. I mean, and creativity begets creativity.
Yes,
We're inspired by nature, so...
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, Like, if it just... I said to the guys, like, I didn't prescribe anything. I just said, listen to the sound and see what it evokes in you. And see, one guy plays a shakuhachi flute, and Ian plays a Celtic harp, and I'm trying to think who else he shared it with. Maybe another harp player or guitarist, I think. And we'll just see what happens.
I've begun to play native flute as well. I don't feel too totally versed yet. I may bring them with me.
I was going to ask you, are you planning on bringing it?
I might. I have two, but I'll wait and see.
And what kind of drum is it? Is it a like a djembe or?
No, it's an indigenous frame. Drum.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Like the big ones, like sort of like a boran, but
not quite. But yeah, same idea.
Okay.
And the one I will be bringing is made of deer skin. We might have a few available if people are interested in it. I make them as well as I do workshops, drum making workshops.
Will there be an invitation for people to come up and sort of form a little drum circle during the performance?
No, I don't know that there's going to be room for that because some people might feel left out, and the stage is just been there. It's fairly small.
It's a very tiny space, actually.
But
there
will be room for some opportunity. We're going to invite people to participate in terms, even if it's on hand clapping or sing a verse of a song,
Yes.
But the drum in this particular instance is going to be more to highlight, many of the songs highlight certain social issues that we're dealing with. And one is the indigenous situation in Canada. And there's a mixture. There'll be some of that with thoughtfulness or silence given to the thought of a situation of water.
Mm.
And there are some people on the reserves that don't have clean water.
That's a big issue.
So sad in Canada that people don't have clean drinking water.
Yes, yes.
We're so privileged.
In
so it is an issue of privilege, I believe. And then the drum, there's an improv lament. It's called the Church Tour, partially for a reason.
Okay.
Kind of almost out of the Psalms, please no war for water.
Hmm.
And there will be a water drum meditation, which we'll be able to sit in silence with and contemplate our responsibility to water and water's responsibility to us.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes, yes.
And to
codependency kind of thing.
Exactly, interdependence, and not necessarily that we're going to come up with all the solutions, but I feel, as the great poet Rilke said, if you live in the question, we might sit our way through to the answer at some point, or at least to stir our imagination enough to really consider thinking about this, and are there ways that we become more involved, or just even informed?
Yes, yeah.
And I think art is a great way to do that, music, any other art form.
It's a great access point that can stir the soul and maybe disarm, you know, the hypercritical or the resignation, you know, and to bypass that and get people sort of involved and excited without them even knowing it sometimes.
Exactly, and I also think it's part of the responsibility of art. It serves, if it can serve a greater good in delivering a message in a way that sometimes isn't heard. I mean, we all have different learning curves and learning capabilities, and many, many people draw inspiration through artistic means. So it's part of what I do, hopefully.
Yeah. Excellent. Very good. Well, this is a good spot maybe to pause for a second, Vivian, and play an excerpt from the CD that you brought in. Is there a particular cut that...
That's only the one cut.
That's the one cut on
this is a single that was released, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. It's called Tell Me Life.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Tell me life, tell me sky, tell me something that will move me beyond why. Tell me deep, tell me wide, tell me stories that made you cry and cry. Tell me tears, tell me blue, tell me if you have a God and what you believe to be true. Tell me love, tell me sadness, tell me pain and edge and grief and sometimes madness. Tell me no, tell me wind, tell me water, fire, tell me skin, tell me wild, tell me night, tell me touch. Tell me yes, tell me maybe, how do we begin to know each other's crazies? Tell me hope, tell me faith, is there anything in this world you truly hate? Tell me your passions, your deepest longings, tell me if you ever lose your sense of belonging. Tell me love, tell me sadness, tell me pain and hidden grief and sometimes madness. Tell me no, tell me wind, tell me water, fire, tell me skin, tell me wild, tell me night, tell me truth. Question you'll ever ponder. sadness. Tell me pain and hedging grief and sometimes madness. Tell me no. Tell me wind. Tell me water, fire. Tell me skin. Tell me wild. Tell me touch.
Vivian LaRivière's single, Tell Me Life. Vivian, that was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Really, really beautiful. I found that quite moving. I especially love the, is that a cello?
That is a cello. And
gorgeous.
Unfortunately,
gorgeous.
I don't have the cello player visiting me now.
But my goodness, that really, I find that really moving. Just gorgeous, gorgeous song, beautiful lyrics. And definitely from the heart and speaks to the heart. I guess that's your intention.
It was, and it was written, if I may add, at a very poignant time in my life. I was facing a major, major surgery, and I didn't know, I perhaps was facing not knowing what the outcome of my life would be. And I was in a major panic, perhaps for months, and people were caring and supporting me, and all of a sudden, and I have a 4-month wait, an emergency waiting room list, and about 4 or 5 days, I was, this deep, deep peace came over me, and I wrote the song just before going, a few days just before going into surgery.
Really?
I think, or it was shortly after. It was in there, I think it might have been before, I can't even remember now, I think it was before.
Yeah.
And it was, yes, the peace was there, but the deepening of trying to understand the human condition and all the things that we face, you know.
Sounds like you used the special insight, I think, that comes from near-death experience like that, where you're facing your mortality and everything, to actually dip into the creative pool and come up with something that you were willing to share with everybody.
It's definitely a gift. And as I always say, gifts are forgiving. So hopefully we can share the word out in the world.
Yeah. Well, we're really fortunate that that you had that opportunity and that you took it and you're willing to share it with us. So December the 5th here in Vanclique Hill at Trinity United Church, that's on, it's a corner of Mill Street and High Street here in Vanclique Hill. It's on Highway 34. People are more familiar with that than High Street, I think, but it's the United Church that everybody knows. And a really reasonable price. Admission is $12 for people in advance, or $15 at the door. For it sounds like it's a really, really beautiful musical evening in the making. I'm not finished with you yet. I wanted to hear.
Okay. Just I can't get off that easy.
No.
Speaking of improv.
Exactly. I want to hear a little bit more about the sound room here. This sounds like a really an interesting initiative of yours that you've put in place, I guess, a while ago, but that seems to be sort of... Tell me about it. What is it about?
The song room initially was... When I was living in Ontario, in Toronto, it was registered as a record label and an umbrella for, I was teaching music and producing. I've produced independent artists as well, or co-written. So it was that umbrella, all the commissions, stuff like that.
Sure.
And I moved out here and I think converged with my education, which has been in ministry, that the convergence of art and spirituality, or art, or authentic selves for those who don't express themselves in that way in today's secular world as well. Regardless, the convergence of these two can lead to, some would call, healing insights, moving beyond ourselves. And so the song room began to have a bigger umbrella.
Okay.
Still myself as an artist, but myself as a practitioner, myself studying theology and pastoral care. And where I am in St. Lazare, there's a small studio, so on occasion it gets rented out, or not rented out, people use the space. Like, for instance, at the end of the month, there's a workshop on the power of empathy. Very, very important in today's chaotic world. Using compassionate language, nonviolent language.
It seems to be becoming a scarce commodity, empathy, and I notice that they're even trying to find ways to introduce it into the schools and the curriculums, you know, because kids are growing up without it.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, the cause of bullying and even the dissing that people do jokingly toward the other, there just seems to be no thoughtful or a lack of thoughtfulness of even the slightest slur. I mean, we all do it, you know. So the song room is working and blending to become what I'm calling an emerging contemplative community. Again, perhaps historically those places were reserved for religious orders, but we've learned our lessons, and can we take from these practices and learn how to be, find our inner monk, if we will, to be contemplative. And contemplative is not necessarily living a cloistered life. It is listening, perhaps living a disciplined life, and or a life that is thoughtful and more on the interior, but nonetheless still moves us to take action out into the world. And so it's slowly building into having workshops. I've had drum workshops. We're having an empathy workshop. There might be some new program coming up in January. And it's also that umbrella for the things that I do or trying to do to take it out into the world as well. So many of the ideas of my studies will be introduced at evenings such as this. And so the song room may have a place, but it's also malleable and portable, and where I go, it goes.
I sort of get the vision of a kind of aura that floats around you wherever you go.
You're very kind.
That's really interesting. I think I like this little description here. As we come together, we can deepen and grow and do good things for the world. That's a nice description.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Difficult.
All at the same time.
Yes. I believe in co-creativity and partnership, and we obviously can't all go out and save the world, but if every one of us did some did a little part, or even if that we find difficult to team up with another person. We tried to start a community garden this summer. We had a few people, and part of the goal was to give some of the food to the food bank, which we did. And
Excellent.
Next year we're planning on expanding, which, if I may add, this is also a bit of a fundraiser for the local food
That's
bank.
Right.
I've asked people to, if they can at all, if they arrive at the door, if they could
to please bring an item for the local food bank.
Especially
I noticed that
this time of year.
Yes, yeah, it's very important. There are many, many families who actually are dependent on dipping into the food bank once or twice a month, and sometimes even more often. You know, and it's something that we're very aware of. And we have a little basket by the front door here at the Review, encouraging people to drop off items to the food bank. And this time of year, it's often gets filled quite a number of times during the week, because luckily people realize that it's an important time of the year to be aware of that need. Yeah,
and also too, it even, you know, to move beyond entertainment with the arts, even if somebody brings a food item, they're already participating.
Yeah. They've it turns it into a different event, really, doesn't it?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's part of the idea.
Yeah. I notice here that you mentioned education earlier. You're continuing on. You're working on your doctorate of practical theology. Is that?
Yes.
That's interesting. Where are you doing that?
At St. Paul's.
Oh, in St. Paul's. Okay. That's interesting. We just, I'm a member of the Amaryllis Choir here in town. Occasional member, because it's essentially a women's choir.
Okay.
Yeah, but once a year they recruit the local men to form the Amaryllis Men's Choir, so that they could put together the Messiah, which we're going to be performing here in town on December 21st, I think it is. We have a poster here at the Review. This will be our second annual event of the Messiah. Looking forward to it. It's a really fun event. It's really great.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, but the fellow that's directing us is Uwe Lieflander, and with the, I'm trying to remember now, he's with several musical organizations. One of them is a children's school, musical school. It teaches the Sparrows, and they have various levels that kids work their way up through in choral music, religious choral music primarily. And he does this in the great tradition. He's a German fellow. You can tell by his name. I trying to remember now if he was trained in Vienna. I think so. But anyway, the Vienna Boys Choir, right? They have this tradition of, you know, a choral there's a whole hierarchy and a system that they've developed for young voices to work their way through the system, and there are rewards and all sorts of things. And you know, there's a tradition of that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. But the reason that I mentioned this was because just last week he was pointing out. Goodness, I've lost my thread with what you had pointed out. The
We were talking about the Doctor of Theology, Practical Theology.
That's right. He is going to be giving a lecture at St. Paul's. That was a connection, so thank you for reminding me. I think in February sometime, on sacred music, and like in all of its dimensions. Wow. And I was really seriously thinking of signing up for the week. You know, I thought that would be a really interesting little exploration.
Yes.
Eastern Orthodox will be part of it. Uwe will not be giving that part of it, but one of the fellows that was with us at the choir practice the other night, who is a professor at St. Paul's, will be giving the Eastern Orthodox portion of it. He plays regularly at the Greek Orthodox Church, I think, on near Heron Road in Ottawa, and beautiful facility there with a great acoustic.
There's a department at St. Paul's that deals with, you know, Greek.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, there's many, many people travel from around the world to go to St. Paul's.
Wow. Sounds like quite an interesting...
It is, and they're very modern.
Oh, yeah?
In comparison to... I think, and perhaps if I may touch on this, I ask that the listeners keep an open mind.
Sure. That's what this show is all about,
yeah,
so...
the church tour... there's no denial about what's happening to church mm-hmm. these days. Mm-hmm. And
I was going to actually raise that with you, because it really feels like you are growing into a space or a vacuum that's been left by the structured or the organized church. Is that accurate?
Yes, in part. There's the organized church, and then there's the big question. Many people say, oh, I'm spiritual and I'm not religious. I've found that through the course of my studies, I can appreciate that comment. However, I think to be a fully integrated human being, we must pour ourselves into some form of community. And many religions have given birth to particular ethics. Now, people may not espouse to those anymore, but nonetheless, mm-hmm. it's been known to be part of the birthplace of some of these things. Mm-hmm. Love thy neighbor, compassion in the Buddhist way. And we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, and I think we must be mindful not to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of damage and mm-hmm. violence. We can't negate that. Mm-hmm. However, there's also been much achieved by the contemplative life, the disciplined mind, the purest of hearts, when we let go of all our small ego
yes.
things.
Yes, yes.
And how do we, in today's society, how do we meld these two together? And I'm of the belief that aesthetics, the study of beauty in art, has and will continue to play a major, major role in this.
Mm.
So part of the church tour is it is taking place in a sanctuary. They have great acoustics.
Yes.
Yet there is no mention of any word, but for those who do come from those places, it is a tradition that is honored. And for those in the secular life or people that are just spiritual, they too may enjoy some song and sound and silence and the contemplative.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a place where we can come together face to face without argument, build on a respect for one another, appreciate who the other is, and in that silence maybe begin to realize what empathy truly is? And I question whether the next place to liberate, to give us new language, will emerge out of silence like
yes.
any other creative form.
Yes.
And so that's kind of part of the idea of all of this.
It's kind of
an experiment.
Very, very eloquent, and actually very,
thank
you. And very attractive. I think it's the way you described it as a kind of meeting place in a church, in a traditional building, where maybe traditional religious practices have taken place and maybe still do, but with a different opening and a different, I want to say inclusiveness, and that's not to imply that the church hasn't been inclusive in the past, but a different open approach that would make it very accessible to people who don't necessarily practice religion in the old-fashioned way anymore, to put it bluntly.
Exactly. And this type of thing, I hope this type of performance moves beyond entertainment, where it becomes theater or spiritual theater for some, or traditional theater for other, and where we can bow to the other and say, welcome. And people can come out from the cold, and maybe they're going to theater, not necessarily a church.
Yeah.
But they also bring in their loves for song or the drum, or to rest in quiet.
Yes, in silence.
And it's a place where we all can come together in community without worrying what the other will think because of what I believe.
So a really safe, non-judgmental place as well is what I'm hearing you defining here and describing and carving out for people. I think there's no question that this is going to go way beyond entertainment. I think that was pretty clear from the first words that you started to share with us in our interview this evening. Vivian, I really appreciate you coming in and telling us about this, and I'm really looking forward to this experience. I think it's going to be much more than, as you say, piece of entertainment. It's going to be an experience for people to get involved in and to participate in, at least emotionally, if not on many other levels as well. And I thank you for coming to talk to us, and also to coming to our little village and offering this to us on December 5th at 7:30 at Trinity United Church here in Bankley Kill.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, Ja. And I just want to add one little thing, if I may.
Go for it.
This event turned out as a result of an invitation from somebody who had seen me do something elsewhere. And I think the power of invitation speaks to a lot of things.
Yes.
So I am deeply grateful that someone from Van Cleek Hill started this whole ball rolling.
Oh, okay.
And so it's kind of maybe the birthplace of some new experiment.
Yes.
And time will tell, and hopefully I will see some of you listeners out there. I would very much appreciate your support.
You know what? I'd like to invite you to actually connect with us afterwards, after you've had time maybe to digest and to absorb however the event went, and we should do a little post-mortem afterwards.
Well, that would be great. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I happen to have some free tickets.
Oh!
Do you give away tickets?
We have given away tickets on the show.
How are you going to do that?
Well, we'll have to, why don't we go to a piece of music, and we'll see if we can work out some kind of design for doing this before the end of the show. We've got 15 minutes before we're finished here. Looks like Cole has lined up something from Bobby Lalonde's Violina CD. So Cole, why don't you just take that away, and we'll come back with Vivian in a few minutes with a plan to give away some tickets. There you go. During that little musical interlude, and it's a piece of music from Bobby Lalonde's Violina CD, and this is Le Ril de Fournier. Is it one that we're listening to? Yeah. Le Ril de Fournier. That's Bobby's hometown. Anyway, during that musical intermission, Vivian Lariviere and I concocted an idea to give away 5 tickets for Vivian's concert taking place at Trinity United Church here in Bankleykill on Friday, December the 5th. And that's at 7:30 p.m. And why don't you describe it for us, Vivian?
Well, we thought we have 5 tickets to give away. And so for the first 5 persons or people that come to here at the Review,
76 Main Street East in Bankleykill.
There you go. What a great thing. I should try this more often on radio. And the first person or persons, the first 5 people to bring 2 or more perishable items for donation
Or non-perishable
items.
Preferably non-perishable.
Preferably non-perishable. Actually, let's make it non-perishable. Items for the food bank, 2 or more items, and will receive a free ticket to the performance.
That's a great opportunity. So that's a $12 value. If you get it ahead of time, or $15 at the door, but not to put a monetary value on it. It's a contribution to the food bank, a really worthy cause, of course, especially this time of year, but any time of the year, there's always a need. Bring in a couple of non-perishable items, at least, and just walk to the counter and ask Irene for, just point out that you've dropped them into the basket. It's right at the right as you come into the Review here at 76 Main Street in Bankleykill. There's a nice, very nice kind of wicker basket there. It's got a sign in the bottom for the food bank. And tell Irene that you're sort of claiming this offer that Vivian mentioned on the air, and you will be handed a ticket to the event happening at Trinity United Church here in Bankleykill on Friday, December the 5th, starting at 7:30 p.m. So that's a great opportunity. That means we're going to give away 5 tickets to the event. They're numbers 100 through 104, numbered tickets. And that also means that we'll have at least 10, if not more, items for the food bank that I've undertaken to bring that with me when I go to the concert on December the 5th. And I haven't even checked my calendar to make sure I'm available that night, but I'm really going to try to move heaven and earth to make it there because I want to be there for this concert. So we'll make sure that all those items that get dropped off here at the Review make their way to Vivian's concert, the church tour at Trinity United Church here in Bankleykill. So thank you for the tickets, Vivian.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the support.
I really appreciate you coming in again to tell us about this wonderful happening here in our town. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what's created out of this event. And also maybe contacting you afterwards, and we'll do a little postmortem to see how it went.
That would be absolutely
You're up for
fantastic.
That?
Definitely.
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay, so thanks again for coming in.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you too. So I think this is to the sounds of Sweet Georgia Brown. Is that what we're playing right now? Cole, must be. Let me see now. Track five. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a jazz medley, including Sweet Georgia Brown and Dragging the Bow. Yeah. As I love to say, you probably heard me say this before, but this was the theme song for the Harlem Globetrotters. These were guys, a basketball entertainment group, actually, that performed amazing feats with the basketball and the basketball hoop. Very, very entertaining. But they would come out on the court bouncing their basketballs to this tune, Sweet Georgia Brown. Anyway, that about wraps it up for the first 2 hours of Van Click FM. Normally around this time, Sean Cooley comes through the door with his laptop and maybe a kid or two in tow, and I'm fully expecting him to show up shortly, but I haven't heard from him yet. So we'll just keep on playing tunes and doing community announcements until Sean comes in for his shift, Van Cleek Cooley, from 8 to 10 p.m. In the meantime, let's listen to some more Bobby Lalonde. On the music of Bobby Lalonde and his CD Violina, I'm just going to do a couple of more little community events here while Sean sets up his wheels of steel. So I just want to remind you that Santa's perfect holiday pet photos and gift sale will be taking place at the Astley Arcade, 151 Main Street East in Hawkesbury. This takes place on Saturday, November the 29th, between 10 in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon. No, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So folks can have their photo taken with Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S, Santa Claus. So these are pet photos, obviously. Bring in your cat or your dog or your hamster or your goldfish, I suppose, and pose with Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. While you wait, why not shop for the perfect Christmas gift with lots of items to choose from. All of this at the Astley Arcade, 151 Main Street East in Van Cleek Hill, Suite 112. And they say, bring your pets, but domestic pets only. So that doesn't include your cobra or your tiger or your alligator. Just kitty cats and little dogs. And anyway, all the profits to this event are going to the to benefit Project TNR, which is a program of spaying and neutering cats, basically outdoor cats, wild cats in the Hawkesbury area, and there are a lot of those. So that's one little item I wanted to mention. And the very last one before Sean takes over the airwaves is the Alexandria Christmas Parade is set for November the 30th, so coming up pretty soon. Club Richelieu of Alexandria is sponsoring this parade on Sunday, November 30th. The theme is Carols for Christmas. And they're still looking for floats. If you're interested, you can call Claude Larocque at 525-3859 and get your Claude into that parade, your float into that parade. The parade will be starting at the Glengarry Sports Palace at 6 o'clock, and it goes up Main Street starting at 6:30. I guess the gathering is at 6 o'clock. The parade starts at 6:30 and will end up at the Alexandria Island Park. So that's the Alexandria Christmas Parade set for November 30th. And of course, we have our Christmas Parade here in Van Cleek Hill as well, and that's on December the 5th. Pretty sure. I'm just saying that off the top of my head. But I think it's set for December the 5th. Which is that the same day as Vivian's concert?
Yeah.
December the 5th as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So something to go to right after the parade. The Parade of Lights happens on Main Street here in Van Cleek Hill, starting at VCI, I think. They come up through Main Street, and then you can go over to the United Church on High Street and take in Vivian's concert. That'll be really great. So that's it for me, Jean Sarrazin. I've been bringing you a couple of hours of local events, community events, and local musicians. And just as I hand over the reins of power to my friend Sean Cooley, I'm going to bid you adieu and happy listening and happy shopping for Christmas. Don't forget the Black Friday taking place here on Main Street in Van Cleek Hill. Not only Main Street, down at Terry Fox Drive. Bose is participating in this event. Over on Mill Street, the Christmas Craft Fair will be happening on the Friday night. They will be participating in Black Friday. So lots of events taking place. Come to town from 4 to 8 in Van Cleek Hill and have a good time and do some really interesting shopping. Thanks, folks, and we'll talk to you soon. And stand by now for Van Cleek Cooley with Sean Cooley.